you're here. Fellowship's real, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, January 16th, 2019. Woohoo! It's a board meeting in a few hours, they're going to have me on the carpet.
I hope not.
Yeah, it's all good. We always have exciting board meetings. It's kind of a recounting of what we've seen God do in the past where we feel he's going to be leading us in the future. Actually, the summary's right in front of you of my board meeting. I'm going to share a little of the looking forward, looking back, the newsletter that just recently probably is making most of our listeners' mailboxes, those that supported the station last year, or called in and said, hey, I want to be included in this mailing. And there's still time. We have a few hundred copies available here at the Great News Radio Center that we could mail out to you. And so if you want to receive that, just call us, 217-367-7777. Otherwise, if you gave a gift in 2018, it probably arrived either yesterday or will arrive today or tomorrow. But we're excited about it. So
it's a nice newsletter.
This is kind of like my president's report. I'll go through this with our board. And like I said, it's always a testimony time.
Yeah.
We evaluate some of the programs, some of the progress that we've made.
It's a good board.
Yeah, it's a good board. Godly men and women. There will be 10 of us. Actually, two may be calling in. Dave Dunn is in St. Louis. So sometimes he calls in, and then Phil Shepard's up in Chicagoland, and
he went through some
surgery.
Do you have like a phone on the table?
We did. Martin OneSource now, they had one of those conference calling systems.
Right.
We had it all plugged in. Last time it was low tech. We just had one cell phone.
We
kind of passed it around. Whoever was talking, we said,
oh, that's funny.
We faced the cell phone
for
towards
real?
Them.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I was low tech. I think that's what we're going to be doing later today, because I think only Phil Shepard's able to call in.
Okay.
I think Huey Freeman, he's actually going to be in Arizona.
Is he?
I think he's unavailable, but the rest of the board will be here.
Do you remember when we got this big, beautiful board table, how exciting that was?
Yeah, yeah.
That bring that in. It looked so official and real and so nice.
It's
that was such a beautiful
addition.
Donation.
Yeah, we appreciate this. It's been our prayer table, our newsletter assembly table, our Prime Life time. We meet
whole grouping.
It's a great
conversational
table.
English and potlucks. And, I mean, what has it not been?
Yeah, that's true.
It's our table.
Well, I haven't slept on it, so
thank goodness.
It hasn't been a bed.
Oh, but it's beautiful. It's such a great donation.
Yep.
People have really helped make this place so nice.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're looking forward and looking back. That's our newsletter. Hey, we'll go through this before we do our Prime Life Times in review, because I know you're going to read a story or two in our January edition of the Prime Life Times, available at over 200 area locations. We continue to expand and thank God for all the opportunity that our Prime Life Times paper can get into your hands. And more importantly, I don't know if it's more importantly, because we appreciate all of you that subscribe or read it, enjoy the content, but the outreach, so many people that go to Walmart or Carl Hospital or restaurants or grocery stores and pick it up. So we don't know how many people. We're guesstimating it's somewhere over 30,000 by the number of how many we print and then pick up, and people share them. And some have told me, oh, I hand these out at church, or I give these to my small group, or they go around the retirement home. And so they're being shared and given out. So we just appreciate how God is using this Prime Life Times paper to inform people with engaging stories and yet God-honoring stories and great content and fun. There's puzzles and cartoons and then really meaningful content, stories that
are
helpful.
There really are. And I hope people really know that they don't have to live in this area to get this paper.
Yeah.
You know, get that subscription.
Get that subscription. In fact, we had one gentleman came in and he said, hey, they live, I think we're mailing them out to Utah or Arizona. There's a number of states that people have paid for a subscription to a friend or a family member. And so we're mailing them out. I think we're up to about nearing 40 people each and every month that are receiving this through the mail. It's $30 cost, and that basically just covers the first class postage, so we can send them out as soon as we receive them.
And some in Florida who used to live here.
Yeah, that's right.
We're mailing
snowbirds
it down there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Arizona, I don't know, and obviously Indiana, and some people that are local, but they don't get out a lot and just want it delivered to their homes. So we're happy to do that.
There is
a $30 cost, and again, that's just for the postage. It comes in a real nice envelope, and as soon as it's printed and we have it here, we mail it out that day or the next day. So you'll get it at the first of the month. But you might say, hey, I want to still get the January edition. No problem. We'll mail it out today or tomorrow.
Just call us.
217-367-7777. Well, we were looking at this newsletter.
Yeah.
That just went out, called Looking Forward, Looking Back, and we'll walk you all through it just so you can celebrate with us some of the things that God is doing through this radio ministry. But isn't that just a fantastic photograph?
Yeah, I love it.
It's many of the conversational English teachers and many of the students. I think this picture, there's over 100 of the students who are gathered right at the Christmas tree here at Lincoln Square. You see Rob there.
I was going to say.
Santa Claus.
Our own copy editor as Santa.
Yeah. And then there's Jean-René Balakita. He brought his guitar, and he's helping out with the children's choir.
Is he?
Yeah, because Sarah's out of town.
Oh.
She moved out of town. And Tina, who's one of our directors, she's pregnant and experiencing morning sickness.
So I think there's a lot of listeners that can really...
And she has it bad. Really
identify.
Yeah, so we brought in Jean-René Balakita, and he's going to help out. He's going to bring his guitar when we sing at the Globetrotters in a couple of weeks. So
he's going to be there.
Yeah,
oh.
He'll be strumming along. So he's helping out on Thursday night. So anyways, he's pictured in this photograph along with all these international students. It's a great photo. Probably over 100 people that have gathered for a special program that we had in December. Mm-hmm. And so it says, the Great News Media Group, comprised of WGNN and WGNJ, Great News Radio, and the Prime Life Times, exists to provide hope, support, and encouragement. This is accomplished with your help and prayers through radio broadcasts, publications, the Singing Men of GNN, the Great News Radio Children's Choir, the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, community outreach, various events, trips to the Holy Land and elsewhere, conversational English classes, and a host of other activities and gatherings at the Great News Radio Center. Our goals and focus are to educate, evangelize, and edify all we come in contact with the love of God.
I like that lesson.
So that's our goal, is shed God's love around and bless people. And, when you look at all those activities and all the different functions that this radio ministry has with choirs and English conversation classes and trips in that Holy Land and elsewhere, when you turn the page over, you'll see that outing we had to the Creation Museum
it's
and
like
the
we're
art
really
experience.
Busy.
Yeah, it's like, is that your staff, all those people? No, there's just a few of us.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah. Why we're a little scattered. But, we have a lot
beautiful.
Going on. It'll be fun with the board later today to comment. I usually give the president's report an update on each of the different departments or ministry works, like the Singing Man, what are we doing, how many we presented, and what's going on, and the children's choir being launched, and the English conversation class. And
that's great.
So it's always a fun time together, and then some wonderful pictures. How about describing them down
below? I love this. Is one of my favorite pictures. All the kids in their red shirts in front of that big carousel. That's very colorful. Just really neat picture.
Yeah, that was after they sang at Marketplace Mall, our Christmas concert.
Yeah.
And they have the long sleeve green shirts underneath these red shirts.
I know, so
they have
cute.
The green and red on. And they all have the custom embroidery.
Yeah.
Great News Radio Children's Choir.
That's so great.
Yeah.
I love that. Singing and declaring the wonders of God. And then you've got the singing men down here. This is an interesting picture at the bottom. They're kind of like sideways looking off that.
Yeah, that was my cell phone.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, and the lighting coming in, that carousel area at the mall. So the lighting was coming in, and it was hard to fit. You know, you had like 40 guys all in their tuxedos, and you only had about 4 feet to stand back. So I was like up against the window trying to fit them all in. And I think this was using my panorama where I had to. So I said, everyone stay still. And I went, and held the phone.
Wow.
Because to get all those guys guys in there.
Yeah.
And I was only like 4 feet away from them. So I had to hold my phone really carefully.
It looks professional.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah. So.
And then the one of them on the stage. But that was a really fun event.
Yeah, so. This one was in Danville. That's with the children.
And, oh, the top one's
and a portion,
in Danville?
Yeah, of the Singing Men of GNN with Steve McCleary at the keyboard.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That is different.
There
yeah.
I am
okay.
kind of emceeing or, mm-hmm. you know, introducing the children's choir. And then you have a portion of the Singing Men. Because what we did is we had the Singing Men on one side, the children in the middle, and then the mm-hmm. Singing Men all on the risers at the Danville presentation. So
we should read that, too.
Yeah.
This past December, the Singing Men presented for their 20th year as the Great News Radio Children's Choir was launched. Young and old, you're invited to come join us and sing. Find out more at greatnewsradio.org.
Yeah, and the Singing Men are taking a little hiatus. I think it's the first time in 20 years. We just elected to take all of January off.
Oh, after 20 years, that's really nice
yeah,
of you.
Yeah, I figured.
That you did that.
Guys, if you take January off, well, some of it is... You
Don't
know, the roads
on it again.
Get icy and snow, and sometimes the turnout is a little lighter that
yeah,
first week or
sure.
couple weeks in January. So he said, let's just take January off. We'll start up again in February. And I know we're already working on, I think we're going to be traveling up to Oak Brook and singing with the Singing Men of Oak Brook, and we're
really?
Doing like the symposium where
oh
it's
my.
A couple days, and I think they're going to expect a couple thousand people in the Oak Brook
really?
Area. And they came down and they candidated us. They evaluated
they
us in Danville.
Candidated.
They basically evaluated our concert to see if they wanted to invite us and
seriously?
Come be a part of their thing in Oak Brook.
And you won, or whatever.
Yeah, so we had lunch with them. It was representatives of, I think, the Singing Men of Oak Brook.
Really?
And so they came. There was like a team of three. It was their choir director and then two of their, it's like their choir manager, like mm-hmm. the C.J. Sizemore of our
right,
choir.
Right, right.
And so we talked for an hour or two, and so they formally proposed that we would be one of three or four choirs that collaborate on a Friday-Saturday or a Saturday-Sunday and put on one concert together, and then we also sing some songs. And I think we're going to visit a retirement home or two in Oak Brook. So I forget. I think that's happening in May.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So...
Anyway, oh, that's exciting.
Yeah,
wow.
There'll be a road trip for the Singing Men of GNN.
I think the Singing Men, I mean, 20 years, it's amazing, but I think they are so special.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that that even exists. I love it.
Okay. And English is made easy. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, for some of us.
And why? Because of why?
Because. Okay. I'm just thinking
I'm
that.
I'm setting you up.
As an editor. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm just not sure it's so easy anymore. Anyway, here it is. Because of almost 30 local volunteers,
Woo-hoo.
That's why. Okay. Because of almost 30 local volunteers, internationals from around the globe are learning English and our American culture. These God-honoring teachers are having an impact, befriending these students in many creative ways. That's true. Hmm. Most any Thursday, you'll witness 50 to 70 of us gathered at Lincoln Square. That's yeah. a busy day, Thursday.
Yeah, yeah, Thursday, yeah, children's choir in the evening, the yeah. conversational English classes from 10 to noon, and mm-hmm. filling in other things in between.
Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy around here, but
yeah.
it's wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful,
yeah.
crazy.
It is, it is. And there's a little picture there of the books we're currently
yeah,
using.
Yeah, do you see where I took that? Right here on the countertop.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
that,
did.
I grabbed
okay.
a couple of the English Made Easy books, and then you'll see some of the name badges. There's Nancy Miller, Nancy's name with all the little stickers, and Gary and my one-minute timer.
Oh, yeah, your
and
timer.
Then, yeah, if you look really closely, you can't see in the picture, but those were those little emojis. What are those things called? Like the smiley face or angry, and we could talk about.
Oh,
you know,
that one
yeah,
lesson.
That's one
that
of,
was
that
cute.
That was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Can't wait to do that again
that
when
was
we
cute.
Get some new students. All right, side two.
Mm-hmm.
Let's quickly go through this so you can read one story
oh,
from the
sure.
Primark
Times. Oh,
sure.
Oh, that's right.
It
We're just Primark going
Times.
Along here. Okay.
So there's our team. We had a staff Christmas party, mm-hmm. potluck gathering mm-hmm. with staff and at board the, members
yeah.
at the Jennings, and then an announcement about our upcoming...
Radio drama
in December of 2019. But we have to start already doing
yeah.
rehearsals and planning for that in, like, end of February, March,
wow.
April. So.
Well, Kate's on it.
Yeah, Kate's working on that. There's our Prime Life Times and the acknowledgement
Yay.
That we received 5 national awards.
So exciting.
And there's the Creation Museum Group. I think
that's
that,
a beautiful
yeah.
picture. I
yeah.
love that picture.
Yeah, there was like, I think, 50, 49 or 51 of us. We packed the bus, and it was a two-dayer, so we had an overnight in Kentucky, I think on the Kentucky border.
And the Ark picture down there, it says, "Exciting adventures, you just never know what our next outing will be. Keep listening. And keep informed."
We highlight our four frequencies there. Mm-hmm. There's our staff here in the studio. And then our encouragement as we expand God's ministry through Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times and our many activities and outreaches, we need your help. Take or continue with our 2020 challenge, and that's $20 for 20 months. Or consider increasing your monthly gift or starting that practice today. Give a special gift now. Our address is Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or call 217-367-7777 if you'd like to talk or schedule a visit with yours truly, with Mark. Or
it doesn't
meet up
say
with
yours
staff.
Truly.
A little ad-lib there. Yeah. All right, so that's the newsletter that many of you are receiving. If you want to receive it and look at these great color photos and respond to our call to help finance this radio ministry, call us today, 217-367-7777, and we'll be happy to mail that out to you.
God be the glory.
Prime Life Times January edition. I'm looking at the front page, prioritizing what matters in the new year.
Yeah, this was written by Tammy Tunnell. She's a health coach, life coach, just a lot of interesting things. And she writes some very useful articles. I really like this one personally, so I thought I'd read it. It's not that long. I think we've got time.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, prioritizing what matters. And that's the key, what matters in the new year. On New Year's Eve, I do not make New Year's resolutions, as they're too easy to break within the first month. However, I do like to start my year off right. If you think I'm about to talk about practicing good nutrition and exercise, you're wrong. Which is interesting for her to say, because that's her field.
Yeah.
Though physical health is important, so are mental and social well-being. I recommend starting the year by prioritizing your priorities.
Ah.
Yeah. Give yourself permission to consider your innermost desires. Here are 13 steps. Number one, contemplate the top 10 most important issues in your life and choose your top three. Number two, know why these priorities are important to you. Number three, write these top three priorities in order from most to least importance, then post them where you will see them every day. Number four, read your list out loud.
Now, if you're driving along and you can't write these down, and I'm sure none
That's
of
true.
You probably can, you can pick up your edition at over 200 area locations or stop by primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, and the whole edition is there on our website.
So read your list out loud each day while visualizing these priorities. Number five, decide not to be distracted by things that don't align with your priorities. I know, that's a big one. Number six, remember you have control over which items remain on your list and in what order. So it's not like set in stone. You can think that, you know, as you go along, you can think about it. Number seven, give yourself permission to change your priorities as you wish.
Yeah.
Number eight, surround yourself with like-minded people. That has got to be one of the huge ones here. Number nine, take action every day that honors one of your priorities.
Hey, what is that? The tyranny of the urgent? Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I have.
Where sometimes you have your priorities for the day, but then there's these urgent things. And so instead of, you know, putting out the fire, I mean, you know, keep your priorities.
Right.
Don't let the urgency or something else squander what you want to accomplish.
And that thing about surround yourself with like-minded people, so interesting. They say the people we surround ourselves with affect us so much. Okay, number 10, ask a friend to be your accountability partner who helps you stay true to your desires. Number 11, keep in mind that each of your priorities will be tested from time to time to help you determine whether it should remain a priority. And number 12, express your gratitude daily by journaling or by saying thank you out loud. And number 13.
Now, saying thank you out loud to yourself.
Sure.
Or to just others.
To anybody and everything.
Express your gratitude daily.
Thank you that I got up on time.
Good job, Mark. You're doing good. You made it.
Hey, you know how to do that. Number 13, remain true to yourself. Having clear priorities helps simplify your decisions and your boundaries. Clear priorities make it easier to say no when you mean no, and yes when doing so is important to you.
Yeah, I think some people sometimes they'll write in certain things on the calendar. I have an appointment between 2 and 4, and maybe their appointment is with God so they can have their devotional time. But that way, if somebody says, hey, can we meet at 2? Let me look at my calendar.
Right.
Nope, I have an appointment. And you don't have to disclose, you know, it's something that you're going to be doing, because
if it's real, you sure don't.
Yeah.
I mean, that appointment with God is more important than any other appointment,
right?
These priorities will also carry over into other areas of your life, such as your physical and social health. As American jurist, educator, and religious leader Dallin Oaks says, desires dictate our priorities, priorities shape our choices, and choices determine our actions.
Oh, wait, so this guy, this Dallin, as an American jurist, who's introduced as an American jurist?
He was a kind of a famous person.
As a judge? What's a jurist?
I think it is a judge. Yeah.
Okay.
Make the choice every day to live a life you love.
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
Make the choice every day to live
a life you love.
And it's filled with your priorities. That's so important.
Hmm.
I thought so. And that's Tammy Tunnell.
And she's a certified health and lifestyle coach who works with people over 50 to be fit, fabulous, and fierce.
Good luck.
And with cancer survivors of all ages to find their new normal.
Yeah.
You can reach Tammy at 217-202-1894. That's 217-202-1894. And find her on Facebook at Live Legendary Coaching.
You know, what I liked about this article was that so often we talk about, oh, I should lose weight, or oh, I should eat right, or oh, I should this. And they're all good things. I love it that she said, figure out what matters to you in life and prioritize it. That's a great concept to think about.
Yeah.
13 steps to prioritize what matters.
Yeah, prioritize Oh, very good. That's on the front page of this month's edition, the January 2019 edition, Volume 3, Issue 1.
I know.
It's the 15th edition that we put together. We praise God for this opportunity to get this paper, this content, the vision that we have to the paper, reaching many people in many different walks of life, because they're accessible at so many different, at malls, like we said, at 5 different area Walmarts, grocery stores, healthcare providers, retirement homes. I mean, this paper is growing and expanding, and we don't know what the reach is going to be in the days ahead, but we just keep praying that God will use it.
Absolutely.
Inform these many readers of the radio ministry so that they tune in and maybe attend radio events or Singing Men concerts or volunteer and help out in various ways, conversational English classes. And
you know, a number of people who are not Christians particularly have picked this up, and we have gotten feedback. Thank you so much for this community paper, for what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's becoming a witness of it. Yeah.
A unique witness that God
is
using. Yeah. All right. Well, I got to get ready for that board meeting and highlight some of the things. I'll just tell the board, hey, just tune into the morning program.
Right.
You know my material for today.
That's true.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.